Welcome to The Good Stuff, everyone. Mike and Kim along with you here out of Valentine, Nebraska, on great radio stations like KDLO-FM in Watertown, South Dakota. And a happy Thanksgiving week to all of you listening.
That's right. It's here almost, isn't it?
TK Angus is having their 41st Annual Bull and Female Production Sale December 16th at the ranch east of Valentine. Check things out at tkangus.com. And if you can't make it, you can go online at DV Auction during the sale. It starts at 11:30. Again, December the 16th, selling 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls, and the females as well. Check it all out, tkangus.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News, unlike any other publication, they have comprehensive coverage on everything agriculture, from horse sales, rodeo news, to the latest in farm equipment. They're the Cattleman's publication. No exceptions. So what's your story? Do you value the livestock industry? Is that who you are? Tri-State Livestock News, your guide to agriculture for those who value their rural roots.
Irish Alzheimer's. I don't know where this came from. Not sure why I'm doing it on Thanksgiving week.
But there you go. That's okay.
Murphy showed up at Mass one Sunday, and the priest almost fell down when he saw him. He'd never been to church in his life. After Mass, the priest caught up with him and said, "Murphy, I'm so glad you decided to come to Mass. What made you come?" Murphy said, "I got to be honest with you, Father. A while back, I misplaced me hat, and I really, really love that hat. I know that McGlynn had a hat just like mine, and I knew that he came to church every Sunday. I also knew that he had to take off his hat during Mass, and I figured that he would leave it on the back of the church. So I was going to leave after communion and steal McGlynn's hat." Later, the priest said, "Well, Murphy, I noticed that you didn't steal McGlynn's hat. What changed your mind?" Murphy replied, "Well, after I heard your sermon on the Ten Commandments, I decided that I didn't need to steal McGlynn's hat after all." With a tear in his eye, the priest gave Murphy a big smile and said, "After I talked about thou shalt not steal, you decided that you'd rather do without your hat than burn in hell?" Murphy slowly shook his head. "No, Father, after you talked about thou shalt not commit adultery, I remembered where my hat was."
Oh, that's just
That's not wrong. Nice.
No, that is not nice, everybody. Hey, I've had some stories I've been sharing lately about little ones. If you have little ones, say age 2 to 6, or if your children are older than that, but they were once that age, or you have neighbors that are that age.
Well, of course they were once that age.
Well, of course. I know. That was a trick question.
Okay.
I'm checking to see if they're listening.
I was listening.
Okay, very good. Very good. Here's some more of those little stories. Took my 4-year-old nephew to buy some Hot Wheels with his own $5 bill. He got 4 at $1.19 each. The total was $5.02 with tax. When he realized he wasn't getting change and had to pay more, he threw a fit. He was yelling, "Tax! Tax! What is this tax?"
I love Hot Wheel cars.
Oh, I remember when our youngest had to pay tax. He was getting a sandwich at a frequently visited restaurant. He was paying for it himself, and he learned about taxes.
That was kind of the same reaction, wasn't it?
It was, very much so. Here's another one. My son did this to me over a White House Lego set when we did a tour years ago. He was 6 at the time. The box said 18 plus, and I was not about having 1,000 Legos all over my floor. He's 18 now, studying engineering, and still brings this up. "You had no faith in me, Mom."
Legos. That's another fun thing. Don't just step on them.
Yeah, exactly. And here's something from MJ. "When I admired the fish my 25-year-old son got, he asked me, 'Don't you regret saying no that time I asked for a fish when I was 5? So no recovery is possible." They don't forgive. We're going to do another one here to Bess Kalb. Now, remember, she's the one that started all this. "Sending thoughts and prayers. And if you could please do likewise for my 20-month-old who is on a hunger strike because a frog is not a rabbit."
What are you going to do with that?
I don't know, but that's pretty funny when you're going to make that kind of a stand. That's serious. Well, let's wrap it up with this, Mike. The mediocre teacher tells, the good teacher explains, and the superior teacher demonstrates. The great teacher inspires. William Arthur Ward, Texas Wesleyan University.
And happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Coming up this Thursday, that's the good stuff.